Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Swinger Stories. I go by the name of ASAP Harwood, and thanks for tuning in. This is going to be Chapter 7, Palm Swing, The Watch Along. So basically, a couple weeks ago, I stumbled across a movie called Palm Swings, and I thought it would be a neat idea to go ahead and watch the movie and give you a play-by-play on this episode. I feel like being in the lifestyle or being a swinger is becoming mainstream now. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge wrestling fan, and currently on Monday Night Raw WWE, they have a storyline going where Rusev, who is in real life, is married to Lana, and in this program that they have going on, another wrestler named Bobby Lashley is now currently dating Lana on television. And I was listening to a podcast, and on some of the social media outlets of wrestling, they were referring to this as a cuckold relationship. If you look up cuckold, it has a lot of different definitions, and I'm going to pull three out, and I think the last one best describes the one that they're referencing to as this being a cuckold relationship. The first definition says a man who willingly encourages his wife to sleep with other people because it brings him pleasure. The second one says a man who finds arousement in watching his girlfriend or wife having sex with another man. And the one that best describes what they're talking about for the Bobby Lashley and Lana Rusev angle is a word to describe a married woman whose wife is sleeping with other men. Well, there you have it. Cuckolding. Who would ever thought it would become a mainstream name, especially in wrestling? Also, just last week, the heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, had a boxing match against Luis Ortiz, and he came out with this. He's always coming out to the ring with some crazy gear, and the ESPN commentator referred it to it. He says, look at Deontay Wilder coming out like he's going to an Eyes Wide Shut party. Before I get into the movie, I wanted to give you my top five power rankings. Also wanted to talk about a hotel party that I attended in New Jersey. Moving right into the power rankings. So these are the top cities and countries listening to Swinger Stories. Let's go ahead and jump into the U.S. first. We got a new city representing, Wichita, Kansas, taking the fall. Let's see if they'll still remain on the top five list. Coming in at number five, we have Detroit, Michigan. Number four, Atlanta, Georgia. Number three, Wichita, Kansas. Number two, Washington, D.C. And the new champion for most downloads, most listened to, and for the Swinger Stories, Denver, Colorado. So shout out to Denver. All right, moving right along to the top five countries listening to us. Is number five, we got Mexico. Number four, we got Norway. Number three, Canada. Number two, UK. And the number one country outside the United States is Australia. So thank you for everybody out there that's checking out the show and supporting it. You can find me on Stitcher, Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes, any format that's playing a podcast. You can pretty much find my show on there. Just type in Swinger Stories or ASAP Harwood. All right. Back in September, I attended a party in New Jersey. This was my first time partying at a hotel in Jersey. It was a pretty dope event. It was brought to you by the Hollywood Group, a.k.a. Samantha Stable. And this theme of this party was called Ladies' Choice, meaning that the ladies get to choose what's guys that she typically plays with. So when they check in, they get a wristband, and they can choose up to two, I believe. And each color of the wristband represents which guys is your preference. So a white wristband was for white guys only. A brown is for Hispanic guys only. A black is for black guys only. And green means she has no preference. Her play style is open. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea. And it would be pretty neat if a lot of clubs and different parties had that type of setup. This was a hotel floor takeover party and not an entire hotel takeover. After you registered for the event, you got some email instructions. And then leading up to the day, it said that everything would be on the ninth floor. You get to the hotel, you check in, register. After you register, they kind of give you the lay of the land, if I can remember correctly. To the right on the 9th floor. If you go all the way down, it's the DJ area, and they had two open suites for play. And then if you go to the left, it was the food area, and they also had two open suites to play. And there was plenty of food. They had everything. They had beef, pasta, chicken, and then even like 11 or 12, they brought in boxes of pizza. They had a lot of sodas. It was BYOB party. And then the rest of the rooms were for people who were staying overnight. So I played 4 or 5 times that night. I'm just going to go over two situations during that event. So it's pretty early in the night. I'm just checking out the scenery, and I'm walking down the hallway. Then I noticed this couple standing there, and I looked at the girl. She was cute. She caught my eye. I would say she was probably in her early 30s, natural red hair, petite. And I looked at her wrist, and I noticed she had a green wristband. So I walked up to them and introduced myself. We struck up a conversation. So I'm having dialogue both with the husband and wife. Everything is going smooth. And after a few minutes, I tell the husband, say, hey, definitely think your wife is cute. Would like to, take this conversation into the bedroom if you guys are interested. So he looked at her, and she looked at him. And she was like, all of a sudden, she got real shy. And he was like, I'm down with it. It's really up to her. So I look at her and say, so what do you say? And she said, give me a few minutes. I'm just warming up. We just got here. So I continued to talk. And then her husband was like, come on, babe, let's go. And she was like, I don't know. And so I stepped closer to her, and I gave her a hug. And then our eyes meet. And then I gave her a kiss, and she kissed me back. And then I said, you ready to go now? Then she kind of like nodded her head, and then she looked at her husband. She's like, let's go. So we get back to the room, and the clothes fly off between me and the wife. The husband just wanted to watch. So I lay her down on the bed, and I start eating her out. She starts to come. The husband gives me props. He said, because she doesn't come through oral. But I was doing something right down there. After she came, she laid me on the back, and she started sucking my dick, and that felt really good. After a few minutes, I put a condom on. We started in doggy style. Then I think she got on top. Then we got on missionary. Then we switched positions a couple more times. Now, I'm drawing a blank on how I came. I can't remember if it was on her mouth or on her. But anyway, the session was definitely hot. And after we finished, we're getting dressed, and we're just talking. And then just small talk, and I was like, I noticed you were kind of shy, and what was that about? She was like, well, to be honest, you were my first black guy I've ever slept with, so I was kind of nervous and apprehensive about doing that, but you made me feel comfortable, so I'm glad I did it. And then I told her, well, to be honest, you're the first redhead girl I ever slept with, And so we both checked off bucket list. You slept with the black guy, and I slept with the redhead. So there you go. That's why I thought that was a pretty good night. Shouts out to that couple. I believe they lived in the Pennsylvania area. Man, Pennsylvania, they always represent. I don't know what it is about them Pennsylvania women, but they be holding it down. All right, moving to the second story for that night. I'm in the DJ area where they're dancing, just watching people. I think I have a drink in my hand, and I'm kind of close to the doorway entrance, and I see two girls walk in. The one girl I look at is like, I know who that is. I think I know. I'm looking at her, it's like, maybe that's not her, because when I knew her, she was not in the lifestyle, but she hung out with lifestyle people, so she was trying to see if the lifestyle was for her, but she wasn't playing during the time I knew her. So I was like, that's probably not her. So a few minutes later, I'm walking down the hallway, and I see at the elevator, and I look at her. I was like, man, I think that's her. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm going to say something to her. So for this podcast purposes, we're going to call her Rose. I was like, Rose. She turned around, and she said, oh, my gosh. She said, what's up? How you been? I said, I'm chilling. She's like, what's good with you? I said, nothing, man. She said, this is my homegirl. We was about to go back to the room. She had this guy she just met, and once you come with me, I say, work, let's go. So that's a word. Let's go. So set the table. So to set the table, Rose is white and her friend was Latino, and then the guy she met was black. So we're all in the room, we're chilling. Rose is giving me oral. Her friend is giving the other guy oral. And next thing you know, he's ready to fuck her. But he don't have no condom. Then he's like, yo, my man, you got a condom? And I was like, yo, I know this ninja ain't asking for a condom. Like, why would you come to a party and not bring anything with you? I don't understand it. Like, why? So I told him my bag is across the room. Go ahead and grab one. He grabs a condom, and they start fucking off. They start fucking in the chair while me and Rose are fucking on the bed. And eventually, they make their way to the bed. So we having this parallel play, and shit is hot. Then Rose tells me, she said, I want to see you fuck my friend. So after he comes, I take the rubber off, and then Rose and her friend start sucking on my dick. And then I get another rubber, then I start fucking the friend. I'm sucking on Rose's titties at the same time. So definitely a hot experience. So overall, I just thought that that party in Jersey was definitely hot. So that was my first time attending it. So from what I understand, the Samantha's Stable / Hollywood group, they usually kind of have two different type of parties where they have one at a house or they have one at the hotel. So hopefully I'll be able to attend their house party. And Rose, I'm going to call you out because you hit me up and said you and your friend wanted to be on the podcast, but I ain't heard from you in a while. No, I'm just messing with you though, but hopefully you get on here with your friend, tell me your swinging stories. Let me know how everything's been since you joined the lifestyle. All right, and moving along to the next topic, there's a lifestyle podcast out there called Black and Kinky. Shout out to them. So I was listening to their podcast, and I believe it was the episode titled Lifestyle Myths in Our Group Room Experience. And in this episode, they were talking about attending a club in Maryland called Taboo, and they were just talking about the experience they had, the way the whole room sets up and everything like that. So I was talking to my friend who was married, and she was telling me that her and her husband were about to attend Taboo for the first time, and did I have any recommendations or any thoughts? I said, I was just listening to a podcast called Black and Kinky, and they were just talking about the Taboo and their room experience. So you can get that a listen. And so she didn't have Spotify on her phone, so she downloaded it, and she found the episode that I was talking about. So for whatever reason, when she downloaded it, if she was in Spotify, and like especially if she had it on pause, it would take over her home lock screen. So one day, she decided to play the episode while she was running the errands, and then she as she was picking up her son, she paused her phone, had it in the center console on the charger. So she gets home, and they're getting out the car, and her son realizes that she left the phone in the console. So he takes the phone off the charger, and you know, once you take the once you unplug it, the screen lights up, and of course what's on her screen is Black and Kinky, and it's pretty, she has a pretty large phone, and the letters on the artwork for the Black and Kinky is pretty large as well. So her son is looking at it, and she takes the phone from him, and then like 3 seconds later, he says, Mom, what's Black and Stinky? So like, as she's telling me this, I'm just dying laughing because I think this is hilarious. And then she like just switched topics real quick. But the funny thing is, I also think she said her neighbor was outside, and he might have heard her son because he said he was really loud when he was talking. And she was like so embarrassed, and she didn't even make eye contact with the her neighbors. Because you just imagine like your 9, 10, 11-year-old child looking at your phone, and he sees what he thinks is Black and Stinky. And he's trying to figure out, why does mommy have this on her phone? All right, we're going to take a quick pause, and then we're going to come back and watch Palm Swings. Welcome back to Swinger Stories. Like I said, this is going to be a watch along with Palm Swings. This movie was released in 2017, has a running time of an hour and 35 minutes. But don't worry, I'm not going to be sitting here for the next hour and 35 minutes doing each play-by-play. I'm just going to give you, you know, glance over the movie from some of the parts that I found interesting. The description of the movie says, after moving to Palm Springs, a young married couple puts their love to the test when they discover their neighbors are swingers. So in this movie, you have about six key people in this movie, but really four main characters. And those characters are Allison and Mark and Jim and Claire. Start out the movie, you have Allison and Mark. They're moving into a new house. They just recently moved from Chicago. While they're unpacking, they get a knock on their door, and it's their neighbors, Jim and Claire, and they came to stop by and drop off a cherry pie. They invite them in, and they have some small talk. During their conversation, Claire says to Allison and Mark, a couple that plays together stays together. And let's see, we find out that Mark is a teacher and Claire is a photographer. Fast forwarding to the 8-minute mark, Allison is looking out the window and she noticed Jim and Claire had another man at their house. She grabs her camera to take some photos, and then she leaves the house to get a better look. Then she saw the two men kissing on Claire. She continues to take pictures through the window that has the blinds open, but she thought she heard a noise, so she ran back to her house and not to be caught. The next day, Allison was looking at the photos on her computer. While doing so, she got turned on and started rubbing on herself, but she was interrupted by a knock on the door, and it was Claire. She invites Claire in. They have a conversation, and she asks him if she's been around town yet. She says she hasn't. She convinced her to go downtown with her so they can try on some new dresses and go shopping. They end up going to this boutique dress shop, and they're while they're in the dress room trying on the outfits, there's some light flirting going on. But Claire tells Allison that she saw her the other night taking photos and wanted to know if she got turned on. She did tell her it did excite her. And after their conversation, Claire invites Allison and her husband to go out to drinks on Saturday with her husband. Allison is excited about the news and she goes home and tells Mark about it. Mark agrees that they would go out. So Saturday comes. Jim and Mark are at the bar having a drink. And then Jim tells Mark that my wife wants to fuck you. Mark is in shock. Then he asks Jim if him and Claire are swingers. The next scene, it shows Allison and Claire on the dance floor. And Claire is basically saying the same thing to Allison, that her husband wants to fuck you. Allison smiles, but she says Mark would never agree to that. Then they go back to the husbands. And then they're talking, and he was saying Allison would never go for that. So later on, they show the couples together at a table having drinks. A friend of Mark and Claire spots them. He stops by and says hello. And then he asks Jim, could he get away for a second? He wants to introduce him to a new couple that they just met, that him and his wife just met. Then Jim asks Claire if it was okay. And she said, I was hoping that we could play tonight. And Jim said, go ahead and have fun without me. So Claire invites Allison and Mark back to their house. Claire tries to warm up Allison by slow dancing with her. While dancing, Allison noticed a Polaroid camera sitting on the table. While she was picking up the camera, Claire goes over to Mark and they start making out. Allison takes a few pictures, then joins in. This is currently happening in the living room. Then they eventually move things to the bedroom. And Mark and Allison have their first swinger experience with Claire. Fast forward to the 33-minute mark. The couple is getting dressed in the hotel, and then they show a sign outside of the hotel saying Palm 17th Anniversary Swing Weekend. So after they get dressed, Allison and Mark come outside to the patio area of the hotel. Jim and Claire introduce them to some new couples. Then you have like an MC or the host of the party get on a microphone and then just welcome everybody to the party and goes over the rules and also says, this is a key party, basically meaning that the guys put a number or a key inside the bowl and then the woman would reach in the bowl and grab that number or key, and whatever matches up, whatever number or key they match up with, they would go off with that guy for the night. So now Mark is sitting by the pool, and a beautiful lady named Rachel asks Mark if he wants to play. And he gets nervous and turns her down and says he's married, and she replies everyone else is married here as well. Okay, so now moving on to the key party drawing. And the first number drawn is number 21, and that was Mark's number. And who has number 21? You guessed it, Rachel. So now Allison draws, and she draws a number of a creepy man. Mark is also in the room with Rachel, but he is scared, so they're having a conversation, and she's trying to calm him down and reassure him that this is okay and everything is good. Going back to Allison, she comes from the bathroom in her outfit, and then the creepy guy is dressed in a full cat bodysuit. This creeps her out, and then she leaves the room. After some more small talk, Mark relaxes, and then him and Rachel have sex. Then they go to Allison. Then they go back to Allison, and she's somewhere in the hotel, maybe a locker room or a bathroom, and she's just on the floor reflecting about this whole weekend, and then she masturbates. After she masturbates, she got up and walked to Claire's room and knocked on her door. She knocks on Claire's door, and Jim answers. They were having a threesome with another guy. Allison starts making out with the other guy, and then they start having sex. That guy's name is Lance, and he happens to be Rachel's husband. The next day, Allison and Mark reconnect with each other, and he asks her, are we done with this? And Allison says, whatever you want. Fast forwarding a little bit, Allison does a photo shoot for Lance. Lance is a musician, and he wanted to do some pictures for his upcoming tour. After the shoot was over, she hooked up with Lance. That night, Mark asked Allison, how did her photo shoot go? She wasn't truthful with her husband. She didn't let him know that it was Lance that she was doing the pictures for and that she was sleeping with him. Ever since that party, Allison and Mark had become distant, and they barely talked to each other. Now, during the movie, they show Mark, he's teaching in his class. He's a college professor. And the way the movie is shot, it makes him look like he has his eye on this one particular student. He's like always kind of flirting with her. Allison continues to see Lance throughout the movie. One day, Mark goes out and he comes home very late. Allison is suspicious, and she goes to his phone, and she sees several text messages from other women. She believed they were his students, so she decided she wants to spy on him. So she goes out to his school, and she saw Mark having lunch with his student. Allison hooks up with Lance again, and during that time, Rachel was at the house, and she invited Mark. Allison hooks up with Lance again, and while Rachel was there, she invited Allison and Mark to go to a swinger resort with them. So Allison goes home, and she tells Mark that she ran into Rachel, and that they were invited to a party, and she would like to go. And then I thought we were out of the lifestyle. She said we are, but I just thought it'd be fun to help hang out with some old friends. Fast forwarding to the swinger resort, they're in this huge playroom. Allison and Lance are together, and Rachel and Mark is together. Mark saw Allison and Lance fucking, and it looked like Allison was really enjoying herself, and he was having a hard time concentrating with Rachel. And she said it's okay because they have more chemistry than us, because they see each other all the time. And he was like, what do you mean they see each other all the time? And then he walks over to them and tells her to stop, and they have a huge argument, and Mark leaves, and he takes off his ring. During their separation, Allison is fighting to get Mark back. She confides in Claire with her problems, and Claire says, don't worry, I can help you get him back. She said, how are you going to do that? She said, I'm going to throw a huge party, and I'm going to invite Mark, and this way you guys can get in the same room and talk, and I'm pretty sure everything will work out. So that day comes, and Mark shows up with the student that Allison saw him with earlier in the movie. The student finds out it's a swinger party, and she is totally down with it. She actually leaves to go hang out with another guy. Claire and Mark have a chance to sit down and talk about their relationship. They work everything out. They make up. And that's pretty much how the movie ended. So I overall thought it was a good movie. It was worth, you know, checking out. If you're new in the lifestyle or been in the lifestyle, just a nice little movie to watch on a Saturday. Several ways you can watch it. I found it on an app called Tubi. I think it's on Hulu and or Amazon Prime. It's on YouTube. So if you saw the movie, I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions about it. Shoot me a message at asaphartwood@gmail.com or I'm on Twitter at asaphartwood710. About to go ahead and sign off. Until next time, I'm ASAP Hartwood. What's your swinger story? ASAP.